It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 12, 2018. Today is the birthday of American lawyer, planter, and statesman Henry Clay, born in 1777 in Hanover County, Virginia. He represented Kentucky in both the United States Senate and the House of Representatives. He ran for the presidency in 1824, 1832, and 1844, and unsuccessfully sought his party's nomination in 1840 and 1848. Clay was one of a handful of national leaders to work actively from 1811 to the 1850s, defining the issues, proposing nationalistic solutions, and creating the Whig Party, one of the two major parties during the second party system. Clay moved from Virginia to Lexington, Kentucky in 1797. There he established a flourishing legal practice and won election to the state legislature as a Democratic Republican, the party of Thomas Jefferson. Clay moved on to the national scene with two brief stints in the Senate and election to the House of Representatives in 1810, where he was soon chosen as Speaker. A leading war hawk, Clay helped lead the Congress into declaring the War of 1812 against Great Britain over violations of American sovereignty. After the war, Clay developed his American system, which called for an increase in tariffs to foster industry in the United States and the use of federal funding to build infrastructure. He also helped launch a strong national bank and defended it against attacks from President Andrew Jackson. After unsuccessfully running for president in the 1824 election, Clay gave his support to John Quincy Adams when the contest was decided by the House of Representatives, ensuring Jackson's defeat. Jackson denounced Clay's role in Adams' victory, as well as Clay's subsequent appointment as Secretary of State, as a corrupt bargain. Clay returned to the Senate in 1831, where he continued to mobilize the opposition to Jackson, who had won the White House in 1828, and his new Democratic Party. Jackson fought hard against Clay's appeal for federally subsidized internal improvements and a national bank as threats to states' rights. And as president, he used his veto power often to defeat many of Clay's proposals. In 1832, Clay ran for president again as a candidate of the National Republican Party, losing to Jackson. Following the election, the National Republicans united with other opponents of Jackson to form the Whig Party, which remained one of the two major American parties at the time of Clay's death. In 1844, he won the Whig Party's presidential nomination again. His opposition to the annexation of Texas, partly over fears that that scheme would inflame the slavery issue, hurt his campaign, and Democrat James K. Polk won the election. Clay later opposed the Mexican-American War, which resulted in part from the Texas annexation. He returned to the Senate for a final term where he helped devise a compromise over the status of slavery in the territories of the Mexican Cession. Known as the Great Compromiser, putting blind loyalty to party aside in the interest of what was best for the nation, Clay brokered important agreements on the slavery issue. Along with his colleagues Daniel Webster and John C. Calhoun, he was instrumental in formulating the Missouri Compromise of 1820, the Compromise Tariff of 1833, and the Compromise of 1850 to ease sectional tensions. Unfortunately, these measures only postponed the inevitable Civil War. Upon Clay's death in 1852 at age 75, he was the first person accorded the honor of lying in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 12, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. Thanks for listening to the Reader's Notebook on WMKY. The station is currently conducting its spring fundraiser and membership drive. If you enjoy programs like the Reader's Notebook, I ask you to consider making a financial gift of any amount to support the station. Call the friendly phone volunteers at 606-783-2001 or go online at wmky.org.